Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather remains pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys mild temperatures with a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem is slightly cooler, offering a crisp evening. In Haifa, the skies are mostly clear, perfect for a night stroll by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Jared Kushner has met with Hamas and is heading to Prime Minister Netanyahu to finalize a Gaza deal. Washington is pressing for immediate Israeli withdrawals and reconstruction aid, with Netanyahu demanding Hamas's full disarmament first. Also, The Times of Israel notes Kushner's meeting with the Hamas chief in Egypt, marking the first such interaction since the ceasefire. Egyptian, Turkish, and Qatari mediators were present, while 8 Muslim nations accuse Israel of undermining efforts. Also this hour, several Arab and Islamic countries have condemned Israel's rejection of the Bank of Palestine's Gaza plan, according to the Jerusalem Post. They accuse Israel of derailing Trump's push to end the war with Hamas. Separately, Mativ reports that 8 Arab and Muslim countries have issued a statement against Israel's stance on Trump's 15-point document regarding Gaza. Likud claims this shows an intent to overthrow Netanyahu. And finally, JNS highlights that Katz has stated no score in any arena will remain unsettled with Lebanon. This follows Israeli forces killing a senior Hezbollah commander after an attack on 3 soldiers. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, speaking just over 40 minutes ago, emphasized that Israel must make it clear to the U.S. that Gaza's reconstruction depends on Hamas's complete disarmament and removal from power. In other news, Ynet Global announced half an hour ago the passing of Tommy John, a legendary pitcher whose surgery changed baseball. He died at 83. I-24 News English reported 29 minutes ago about Hazem Al-Gabra's critical remarks on the U.S. being urged by Kabul to reopen its embassy, calling it an insult to American soldiers. Let's go deeper, starting with Jared Kushner's diplomatic efforts. Ynet informs us that his meetings with Hamas leaders are part of a broader strategy to solidify a comprehensive truce. However, Netanyahu's insistence on disarmament remains a sticking point. The outcome of these discussions could reshape the geopolitical landscape of Gaza. Turning to the international response, earlier today, The Times of Israel detailed how multiple nations are mediating talks to ensure stability in Gaza. The involvement of Egyptian, Turkish, and Qatari officials highlights the complex regional diplomacy at play. The results will significantly impact the balance of power in the Middle East. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reported that the rejection of the Bank of Palestine's plan reflects deep divisions in the peace process. Arab and Islamic countries' joint condemnation underscores the fragile nature of ongoing negotiations. These diplomatic tensions could hinder long-term peace efforts. Relating to regional politics, Mativ's report on the statement from 8 nations against Israel's position reveals a growing international divide. Likud's claim of a political agenda against Netanyahu suggests internal and external pressures are intensifying. This conflict could influence Israel's political stability. Finally, the situation with Lebanon. JNS provided details on the recent flare-up after a senior Hezbollah commander was killed. This follows continued hostilities, emphasizing ongoing regional threats. The incident underlines the fragile security environment along Israel's northern border. Turning to business and markets. First, Mativ Business reports that Kamari Retail has launched a new chain called Dynasty Greenhouse Nuts in Ganei Tikva. This marks a significant expansion strategy with a notable investment. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses the complexities Israeli banks face in disconnecting from Palestinian banks. While reducing risks, this move could inadvertently increase threats, reflecting ongoing economic challenges. And finally, tech highlights a rise in job seekers in Israel's high-tech sector, particularly among software developers. This growth comes despite a general decline in unemployment in other tech areas, indicating shifting industry dynamics. That's all for now, from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.